Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's so exciting to see our president go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and it just opened up, and it's a story that needs to be told. It's sad that in America, up till just recently, if you wanted to find out about true, people are still finding out today, true African American history, you had to actually take, you know, if you're African American, you got to take your own history in a separate class. You couldn't. Mm-hmm. We need to have one history, one American history brought together.
Absolutely.
And I hope that this is going to do it, you know, begin to represent that.
I was going to say, or attend a historically black college who, you know, is well versed in the history.
Right.
But apparently the president met also with all of the presidents of historically black colleges, and supposedly they're allegedly working on a executive order that's going to help these colleges out.
God specifically spoke. He spoke, we're going to share with you in just a moment, in a prophetic dream, talking about that President Trump will be the best president, at least out of President Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama, that God is going to use President Donald Trump in such a way that's even greater for the African-American community than what they did. So they did a lot for the African-American community. So we'll be able to have that in just a moment. But first, this is President Donald Trump. He's at the National Museum of African-American History and Culture, and he's given a speech from there. Let's join him now.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great honor to be here. This was some beautiful morning, and what a job they've done, like few others have been able to do. I am very, very proud of Lonnie Bunch, the work and the love that he has in his heart for what he's done. Is I always talk about, you need enthusiasm, you need really love for anything you do it successfully. And Lonnie, you are where? Come on. Where's Lonnie? You should be up here, Lonnie. Come on. And David, we have to get David up here too. David Skorton is tremendous, and he was singing Lonnie's praises all morning long. So you two should at least be here. So we appreciate it very much. And David Rubenstein, who's here someplace, he is, come on, David, you have to get up here, David. You certainly deserve it. He's a very, very successful guy who spends money doing great things, and he's been a great help to so many different groups, and this one in particular. Thank you. It's a privilege to be here today. This museum is a beautiful tribute to so many American heroes. Heroes like Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Rosa Parks, the Greensboro students, and the African American Medal of Honor recipients, among so many other really incredible heroes. It's amazing to see. We did a pretty comprehensive tour, but not comprehensive enough. So, Lonnie, I'll be back. I told you that. Because I could stay here for a lot longer, believe me. It's really incredible. I'm deeply proud that we now have a museum that honors the millions of African-American men and women who built our national heritage, especially when it comes to faith, culture, and the unbreakable American spirit. My wife was here last week and took a tour, and it was something that she's still talking about. Ivanka is here right now.
Hi, Ivanka.
And it really is very, very special. It's something that, frankly, if you want to know the truth, it's doing so well that everybody's talking about it. I know President Obama was here for the museum's opening last fall, and I'm honored to be the second sitting president to visit this great museum. Etched in the hall that we passed today is a quote from Spotswood Rice, a runaway slave who joined the Union Army. He believed that his fellow African Americans always looked to the United States as the promised land of universal freedom. Today and every day of my presidency, I pledge to do everything I can to continue that promise of freedom for African Americans and for every American. So important. Nothing more important. This tour was a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. the anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil. I want to thank a great friend of mine, Dr. Ben Carson, and his beautiful family, Candy and the whole family, for joining us today. It was very special to accompany him and his family for the first time seeing the Carson exhibit. First time. Oh, I'm so proud. I love this guy. He's a great guy, really a great guy. And he can tell you better than me, but I'll tell you what, we really started something with Ben. We're very, very proud of him. Hopefully next week he'll get his approval, about 3 or 4 weeks late. And you're doing better than most, right? But the Democrats, they'll come along. I have no doubt they'll come along. But Ben is going to do a fantastic job at HUD. I have absolutely no doubt he will be one of the great ever in that position. He grew up in Detroit and had very little. He defied every statistic. He graduated from Yale, and he went on to the University of Michigan's medical school. He became a brilliant, totally brilliant neurosurgeon, saved many lives and helped many, many people. We're going to do great things in our African-American communities together. Ben's going to work with me very, very closely. And HUD has a meaning far beyond housing. If properly done, it's a meaning that's as big as anything there is. And Ben will be able to find that true meaning and the true meaning of HUD as its secretary. So I just look forward to that. I look forward to watching that. He'll do things that nobody ever thought of. I also want to thank Senator Tim Scott for joining us today. A friend of mine, a great, great senator from South Carolina. I like the state of South Carolina. I like all those states where I won by double digits, you know, those states. But South Carolina was one, and Tim has been fantastic how he represents the people. And they love him. I also want to profoundly thank Alveda King for being here. And as we saw, her uncle's wonderful exhibit, and he certainly deserves that. Mrs. King, and by the way, Miss King, I can tell you this personally because I watch her all the time, and she is a tremendous fighter for justice. And so, Alveda, thank you very much. I have been watching you for so long, and you are so incredible. And I want to thank you for all the nice things you say about me. Not everybody says nice things, but she's special.
I love you and your family. You're the best. You're great.
Thank you. Come on. So with that, we're going to just end this incredible beginning of a morning. But engraved in the wall very nearby, a quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. In 1955, he told the world, "We are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." And that's what it's going to be. We're going to bring this country together, maybe bring some of the world together, but we're going to bring this country together. We have a divided country. It's been divided for many, many years, but we're going to bring it together. I hope every day of my presidency, we will be honoring the determination and work towards a very worthy goal. And for Lonnie and David and David and Ben and Alveda and everybody, I just want to, what they've done here is something that can probably not be duplicated. It was done with love and lots of money, right, Lonnie?
Lots of money.
We can't avoid that. But it was done with tremendous love and passion, and that's why it's so great. So thank you all very much for being here. I appreciate it. And congratulations. This is a truly great museum. Thank you.
This is so exciting to see that, you know, hearing him quote that. It's such a powerful thing. And we'll have, actually, Lonnie's going to be taking us through our interview coming up about the museum. But first, you know, God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it prophetically first. He reveals it to someone prophetically. He talks about that in Amos chapter 3:7, I believe, or something of that nature. But when he speaks, he says, does not God speak? He speaks. Job 33 talks about that in a dream. Mm. You know, he says in Acts chapter 2 or 1 that he's going to pour out a spirit, and people are going to dream dreams, and God speaks to us that way. Well, God just spoke to us about President Donald Trump, and he spoke to Brianna Boliander in regards to, and she didn't know anything about the history, so it's so good to be hearing this. And she's at the VFN Dream Center. She's talking to me, and she's just sharing with me what the Lord has shown her. And this is her sharing her dream. So this is fresh off
the
press.
Fresh.
This is just came out this week, this Sunday, and God just spoke to her, and he's talking specifically about the injustice that's taking place when President Trump's saying that justice will come like a mighty river. That God's talking about that. As a matter of fact, listen to this. This is the prophetic dream. You know, Brianna's sharing it with me, and we're talking back and forth about it. And God's got great things in store for America, and he sees the injustice, and he's going to do something about it. And it looks like President Trump is going to be that person that does it. Take a look.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us. And the whole time as we're walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump and just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle. And all the while, this young African-American man is just talking and talking. And he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified. And
And speaking to the African-American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly, there was circled Obama. And you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there. And those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. But the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again. Use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Okay, got it. Thanks. Appreciate you. So that's so awesome. So you're looking, we prayed, who would be the president? And God put President Trump into office, literally put him into office. God touches his heart. He tells Vice President Mike Pence, pick us some great leaders. And then the most conservative cabinet that are probably in the history of America. Because, these different things. And now you're looking at God saying in this prophetic dream to Brianna, who didn't know anything about, she was talking about Clinton, President Bill Clinton. And he was very helpful to the African-American population and our brothers and sisters and citizens. But then, of course, President Barack Obama, he really focused on a lot of issues. There's a lot of things he did that was not that, but this was good in focusing on the issues that's happened with the against the history of the African-American community and everybody being fair and just. But what God is saying is that he's got this man, President Donald Trump, and he's going to be the best thing that's ever happened out of those three, out of Bill Clinton, out of Barack Obama, that Donald Trump will be the best impact, positive impact, the edification, the word is edify, the African-American community. So we need to support that. It's exciting. There's going to be things that back that up. And as a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we are going to go to the actual museum where Lonnie Bunch is the one that led that whole museum coming together, the African-American Museum, and take us there in this interview. Join us after the break. Oh, wait, one more second. We have an offer for you. This offer is for you, for your partnership of any amount. We want to send this to you when you partner with us financially. It's time to stand up. It's time to make a difference. Of all the things that you could be doing with your finances, one thing you should be doing is supporting the new media, supporting the new way the truth is getting out, supporting encouraging media. And you can do that by supporting financially. We want to send this to you. It's a gift for any amount whatsoever. It's breaking free from that which gives Jezebel or controlling spirits access to you, and freedom from judgments. You know, your house can have a judgment, your car can have a judgment, you can have judgments on you, and you can't sell your house till that judgment is taken care of. Do you know you can actually have one on you because of something you did? Well, find out how to get free from that. We just want to give this to you. As a matter of fact, here's some more details.
Offer 2026, breaking free from that which gives Jezebel access to you, freedom from judgments. Moving from a season where there was a Jezebel and Ahab leadership to God-ordained leadership that walked in his ways takes our willingness to leave the old, ungodly ways behind. How can we live a life of doing so many good things in the name of the Lord and still end up in being in a place where our loving, merciful, kind, and compassionate Lord tells us, "Nevertheless, I have this against you." This prophetic teaching helps us identify what keeps a Jezebel spirit in our life, family, church, business, and or our relationships. You'll discover how being critical and judgmental of others is not as innocent as a behavior as the world leads you to believe. You'll learn possibly why you've been feeling so condemned in your life about past or present behaviors. You'll learn how important and necessary it is to identify and deal correctly with a judgmental and critical spirit, and how lethal it is for us spiritually if we tolerate Jezebel and his or her ways. This message leads you to the wisdom in how to remove the spiritual weight, the drag, and the nets of judgments that may be restraining you from living the free life the Lord has called you to live in him. We want to send you this offer to you for your gift of any amount. Become a VFN TV partner by going to VFNTV.com or write to us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's Offer 2026. Breaking free from that which gives Jezebel access to you. Freedom from judgments.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, kids who aren't very logic smart, for instance, will really struggle with vocabulary, possibly, if they're not very word and logic. But what if they're very picture smart? We can let them draw the definition.
Dr. Kathy Cook offering hope to parents of children who are visual learners on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
What if we have these kids draw an apartment building, a condo, a house, a ranch-style home, a factory, and we prove through the drawing that they understand the differences? And parents can help kids study at home with those smarts that they have more brain cells. And even if they go back to school on Tuesday and take a written vocabulary test, your son who is picture smart, when having to write out the definition of apartment building, will remember, oh, wait, I drew that taller and wider with all kinds of windows. That's the building that a lot of people live in independent units, and they pay rent to somebody. That will work for these kids.
Dr. Kathy Cook is an expert about the different facets of intelligence, and you can hear more from her at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Job could not explain a sovereign, infinite, all-loving God why he was dealing with such a good man in this manner. And the intimation of Job's questioning was, I want you now to give me a comprehensive answer for why I'm sitting in this ash pile when I have lived such an upright life before you. I learned if you're good, you'll be blessed. If you're bad, you'll be cursed. I've been good, I'm getting cursed. My theology is in shambles. And God says, Job, you have been questioning me for all these hours. Now it's my turn. Where were you when the foundations of the earth were laid? And he gives him 64 questions back to back, for which Job says, come to think of it, there are many other questions for which I don't have comprehensive answers, but I have just accepted them. You see, that sense of wonder has an enormous sense of awe to it, which becomes indispensable in life.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. What an exciting day as we're seeing God respond to our citizens, the injustices that take place, that it hasn't stopped. I remember there was a big banquet that was going on. There's one thing I like about President Obama was his choices of music.
Yeah, he had some good concerts.
But the last one he had a concert on the lawn, and some of the artists were saying their mindsets were, this will never happen again. And that's not God's plan.
Yeah.
That's not God's plan. You know, as they were celebrating the last days of President Obama, hopefully it'll be the last days of those kind of mindsets towards God and Israel and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But in regards to, it's not going to be. Obviously, God's saying that he has great plans in store for all the citizens of America, and specifically taught to us, as we just showed you right before the break, a prophecy, a prophetic dream where God spoke directly to the matter and said that he's going to deal with the injustices that's come towards the African-American community, and he's going to use Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, to be able to do that. So we want to encourage him, we want to pray for him, and begin to realize, my goodness, have hope. Don't listen to the secular media. If you're a Christian, listen to God. Realize God loves you, God has got a plan for you, and God will balance the scales. Well, this is Lonnie Bunch. You're about to hear Lonnie Bunch is being interviewed by PBS, and he's the one that grabbed this bull by the horns and rode this whole museum out, the National Museum of the African American History and Culture, which is, that's probably the only reason I want to go to D.C. now, to see that. And that, he's interviewed here and realized this, some things are so big in the museum that they had to put it in before they built the museum.
Wow.
Some of the items were so big. And it tells the story, and it just, I can't wait to go there. I haven't been there. I've seen a few clips here and there. But obviously, they're not going to put the whole museum out on video because they wouldn't go to the museum. And it's exciting to see this. And I believe it's the answer to our prayer, because we've been praying for years that God would deal with the injustices of our nation. You know, the ending of the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did not resolve it. His cry was still to the last moment. He was going to go speak at Memphis when his life was taken. And he had the whole life to live and the message to still carry on. And I believe this is his legacy. I definitely believe this is his legacy. And it's so cool, as you saw earlier, you saw Dr. Evita King, which is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and standing right there at the side of the president. And he said, I've been watching you. You know, I watch you all the time. And he gave her a big hug. And it's mm-hmm. like, this is so exciting. And not only that, we have an African-American over HUD, you know, the Housing and Urban Development. And they have a heart for God, and they have a heart for the people. And you said, a pastor up north.
A.R. Bernard said that he counseled with Dr. Ben Carson, and Dr. Ben Carson had a choice between what agency he wanted to head, whether it was the health, you know,
Health and Human Services,
right, department. And he chose to be over HUD because he wanted his legacy to be long-lasting. He didn't want to be tied up in the health care and the repeal and all that other stuff. He wanted
because he's a doctor. He's a brain surgeon.
He's a doctor. He's a brain surgeon.
So he's going to be there helping our citizens. And we don't know who that is. You don't know how our tomorrow will be. Getting in homes, getting a vision for the future. And we're very excited. We're actually going to share a lot more about that in our future programs.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.